Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air, January 15th, 2015. And tonight's discussion is how much has the NBA changed with the decision? But before I get started, as I mentioned on Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook fan page, there are a lot of people, I'm not going to call them crazy, I'm not going to call them idiots, I'm not even going to call them unintelligent, but to continue to beat a dead horse and ask about players who no longer are on the roster, haven't been on the roster for more than 3 years, and are on other teams, and for the most part not being productive in any shape, way, form, or fashion, and saying that they need to come back to the Hawks, is you need to stop doing it. And this is for anybody on the planet Earth, Jupiter, and Mars, and that planet that used to be Pluto. Stop it. You have a team that is in first place, and you want to not have them in first place by bringing back players that didn't have them in first place before. And I hate to waste this minute and a half, but Joe Johnson wasn't productive for all that money they gave him. 16, 17, 18 points don't cut it. Sorry. You make Kobe money, you play and score like Kobe. You rebound and block shots like Shaq. You pass the ball, and you see what I'm saying? So stop it. We have a team. It's a team. It's a dominant team. Quit playing around. Now, that being said, tonight's topic is how much has the NBA changed with the decision? Interesting thought, right? Free agency has been around for years, but the leverage free agency gives a player changed with LeBron James. Now, a mega player could hold a team and indeed the league hostage awaiting the decision of where that player has decided to sign. With the new television deal upcoming, will it get worse? Will there be a decision three? Because you know there was a decision two. Will other players in the NBA begin doing the same on a regular basis? How would that affect the league on a competitive basis? The term Big Three has forced some teams to scramble to supposedly keep up. You know, tonight they're talking about trading Brooke Lopez now, right? And several other trades have happened in the last couple of weeks. However, other teams have stayed the course and have forced teams to keep up with them. Spurs, Hawks, of course, and the Warriors. So what are your thoughts? This is the main topic for tonight, but, of course, you know, there's a game on tonight. LeBron and Kobe are going at it. We saw Houston beat OKC earlier, and for whatever stupid reason, this is stupid NBA, you had the Knicks and Milwaukee Bucks in London, the cream of the crop, but the Hawks can't get no – anyway. 646-652-4479 is the number to call in. The chat room is up and running, just to let you all know. Sometimes I do forget to pull it up, but it's up. Tonight's show is brought to you by, of course, Innovative Model and Talent Management. Visit www.imtmworldwide.com. Look for a new website, though, for my business entity, Innovative Enterprises. Those who need help starting their own business, or they already have a business and they need better structure with it, they need help with advertising it, they need some of the basics, whether it be a website or even a business plan. There's a lot of people who have businesses and still have no business plan, things of that nature. I do that. Of course, you can email Chris@imtmworldwide.com, or you can call the office number 706-393-8426. However, if you do visit the imtmworldwide.com site, all of my information is there. my other various projects and things of that nature. They're all there, as well as social media. Definitely check all those pages out. And, of course, if you don't want to miss any upcoming episodes of my radio show, IMTM Worldwide Radio, go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. How much has the NBA changed with the decision? In my opinion, is not changed for the better, because even now you'll have Kevin Durant eventually will be in that position now, right? And if we remember a few years ago, not even a few years ago, it was last year, Carmelo Anthony. And you see what the debacle he's created, you know, with his little tidbit, almost was in Chicago, almost, wanted to go there, had to go there, he said. And then what he's built in New York, he couldn't give up. What does he build? Do I need to pull up the records? Who else is going to be on the block eventually talking about, well, I'm going to make my decision on where I'm going to go, and I'm not going to say nothing until somebody else says something, and da-da-da-da-da, and another team starts scrambling because they don't know if they can hold out on waiting on the decision of another player. So you had several franchises just this past season make moves that they might not have made just because. You see what I'm saying? So, again, the competitive balance of the league, is that going to be continue to be affected? And as I mentioned, with this new TV deal where a lot of money is going to be on the table, and you're going to have your definite top players, top-tier players, going to be grabbing at that cash, but at what expense, right? So what do you think? Who do you have as a favorite team? Is your team the Cleveland Cavaliers? Is your team the New York Knicks? Is your team the Los Angeles Lakers? Kobe's not going to be here forever, right? Is your team OKC, Kevin Durant? Is your team, let's throw out the Wizards, right? John Wall, eventually, some years from now. So what do you think? 646-652-4479, that is the number. I am going to take a brief glance and see if anybody in Atlanta Sports Nation is up and about. Looks like it. Would you like to see Jason Terry back with the Hawks? See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about right there. Is this some of this? Let me be quiet before I get in some serious trouble calling people out, because I will start calling out names in a second. 646-652-4479. LeBron James, yes, he's a great player. To say that all this attention he's warranted over the last 5.5, 6 years, and the things he has personally said, he wants to be known as one of the greatest. And I believe I explained myself pretty good earlier today on a couple of pages where if he wanted to be known as one of the greatest, he would never have left Cleveland the first time around. If you're going to be the great player, you stay, and you stay, basically. If you're so good at making other people around you better, do that. Someone was talking about CP3 shouldn't be overrated player. Yes, he is. Talent is subjugated to how hard you play and, of course, winning. But you have to still want to win. You can't just, you know, be out there. You still have to do stuff. You still have to play the game. And any team on any given night can beat another team on any given night. We all have seen that, even just this year, right? Pistons eventually, you know, they got hot and they were just beating everybody, right? So at the end of the day, when he was in New Orleans, he had some great teams. They didn't win, though, did they? They didn't advance. They won, but they didn't advance. In Los Angeles, he has a team. So why haven't they advanced to the Western Conference Finals? Don't give me that, oh, well, the West is tough. Who cares? Who cares? And they're a younger team than most? Who cares? And they got shooters? Who cares? So, again, at the end of the day, who can say that they are not affected by LeBron James and his decision and how it translates to the rest of the league in regards to other so-called superstar players? And then we'll go into that a little bit with teams. And I was mentioning that a little bit ago. At the end of the day, you have the Atlanta Hawks 31-8 as a team beating everybody. West, East, doesn't matter. Starting lineup in there or not, doesn't matter. Shooting bad, doesn't matter. Because the Hawks, they play defense. If the Los Angeles Clippers, I'll go back to them very briefly, if they played any semblance of defense, they would have been advanced to the Western Conference Finals because they have players at all the skill positions that count. They really do. DeAndre Jordan ain't no chump. That boy blocks shots and rebounds every night. Blake Griffin, CP3, Jay Crossover, J.J. Redick is a pure shooter. It's because he don't play no defense either, right? So I just had to get it off my chest because I'm tired of hearing some people talking about it. Back to Mr. LeBron James. How will teams start approaching contracts now? You know, with the new agreements coming up, you know, is a team going to be so willing to just give up that cash now on the basis of how a contract is structured and how a player can actually leave in the basic hold hostage scenario? That's not smart business. And some of these businessmen, they have to look at this. And the other part of this is how he destroyed Cleveland the first time around, left, now he's come back, and there's hints that he could leave again. What would happen to the Cleveland fan base and the Cleveland franchise and just everything in Cleveland if he was to leave the second time around after he says, well, I want to come back and win a championship? Those are his words. But this is also the same person who said they were going to win 6 championships in a row in Miami. And this is also someone who said he wanted to be the greatest. You can't be the greatest bouncing around teams. Because then at the end of the day, what if he only wins those two? I've already said he's won 2 championships. I think he's satisfied. I really do. The way he's played before he got hurt this season, he played like he was cool. He played like he was comfortable. He could do no wrong, no big deal. He's here. He manipulated things to get the players that he thought he wanted. He ain't no coach, though. He ain't no general manager, right? He's messed up. And the situation is going to be, can he get out of it? Now, again, he does have a way to get out because he has that option clause in his contract. But then again, is there another team out there who's going to really want to pay him? Now, people will be like, oh, we want LeBron James, but really? Think about that before you answer, okay? Because at the end of the day, when it really gets down to just the numbers of it, Miami Heat won 2 out of 4 championships and got blown out in their 4th attempt. Yeah, they went 4 in a row, but so did the Buffalo Bills. Won 4 AFC championships in a row, and they didn't win not one Super Bowl, did they? Think about that. LeBron James could be, you know, a medieval, you know, guy around town just going to team trying to win the ring, supposedly. Heck, you can't even compile stats like that, can you? Maybe. Let's check out this, what the score is. 52-51 L.A. Shouldn't be no problem with the big three of Cleveland beating just Kobe. But they're losing by a point. Like, seriously. You know, they're about to – I believe Cleveland will lose this game, too, somehow. Kobe's playing pretty good. 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a quick break, see what's going on in the chat room here. Oh, I lost my chat room. Oh, there it is. See what's going on in the chat room. But think about that. Think about your favorite team. Think about some of your favorite players, and are they coming up in free agency to where they can have their own version of a decision, and how will that affect your franchise? Where do you think they might go? Of course, Atlanta fans, if you're on the line, call in about the Atlanta Hawks. Simple said, call in if you're listening, or you can use the chat room if you're scared to call in. But you have the best team in the world, and, you know, I think the world would like to listen to you. The people who can't call in because they, you know, international, listen, have them listen to y'all. Be excited about y'all Hawks. Why don't you want to get on the air? You know, Jamal Price of Atlanta Hawks Nation has kind of called y'all out several times, and yet, pause, 646-652-4479, not hearing anybody. Now, I don't have to have anyone call in, of course, but it would be cool if someone did, just for this particular topic and just for this particular show. 646-652-4479. I'm going to come back. I'm going to throw some scores out from the NBA from the last couple of nights. Again, talking about LeBron James and his decision part two and the possible decision part three. We can talk about some of these possible moves that are going on in the league and trades. Deion Waiters was out there in OKC talking about how he can play defense too. James Harden went off again anyway. And, of course, we can talk about the best team in basketball ever, the Atlanta Hawks. They play Toronto tomorrow night and then the Bulls on Saturday. What do y'all think about that? I'll be right back. I'm about to play this track called Never Break, and I'm going to talk about the artist when I come back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. IMTN Worldwide Radio. I am back. Scores for tonight in the NBA, LA 58-55 over the Cavs so far. I'm not going to pull up stats. I'll do that later, maybe. Houston, of course, beat OKC 112-101. Earlier today, the Milwaukee Bucks blew out the New York Knicks 95-79. I mentioned earlier on Facebook how it was like 42-28, and 14 of those points was Melo's. And I'm just thinking they're on an international stage on TV during the day, and they're getting blown out by 20 in the second quarter. Anyway, Clippers managed to beat Portland last night in Portland. That's a big win for them. Where do they stand in the stream of the Western Conference? I kind of mentioned CP3 earlier. As far as him being overrated, I believe he is. Otherwise, he would have taken that team somewhere by now. And I believe he would have taken the New Orleans Hornets at the time somewhere. again, we can. This is where the word empty stats come in a little bit. As good as CP3 is, could he be better? You know, again, it's the people will say something. But hey, you can say something to me now, 646-652-4479, if you do not agree. That's the whole point of me saying these things. But at the end of the day, some, you know, Kyrie, you know, Kevin Love getting more touches, is he more effective, or was he a result of the team he was playing on? But the thing of it is, if you are really, 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 really good player no matter what, you'll be good no matter what, period. And your stats will actually mean the difference in between your team winning and losing. That's how you become a great player. That's why Magic was a great player. That's why Jordan was a great player, right? Isaiah Thomas was a great player because what he did actually affected whether or not Detroit won or lost. Bulls won or lost, right? Kyrie did all that Uncle Drew stuff last year, and how many games did they win? I don't care who the players are. You make those players better. People have open jump shots. Sometimes they hit them because they're professional basketball players. You can't do that if you're dribbling, 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 shooting, 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 dribbling, 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 dribbling. Kyrie, sorry. Don't work like that. 646-652-4479. The topic tonight in regards to the decision, the first one from LeBron James, how did that affect things? Basically, it came up with the second decision, you know, and him basically being able to really hold the league hostage. And how did that affect things? Hiring a coach, you know, before certain decisions was made, whether or not he was going to come back or not. And all of a sudden he did come back, and all of a sudden he got a coach that at the end of the day didn't really fit. And then went and got Love anyway. See, they could have left – I mentioned this today. They could have left well enough alone, kept Tristan, and put him in the position of a starter, have Andy there, and keep Wiggins. Now look where they're at. And then they had to make more trades. You see what I'm saying? And now they got J.R. Smith, of all people. My goodness. What happens when JR goes into his cold streaks? Even when he's on his hot streaks, the shots that he really needs to hit, he don't hit them. LeBron's decision to leave initially destroyed the Cleveland Cavaliers for years, and now he's back, and they're not really that much better. I mean, I'm pretty sure, and I haven't checked, I should have checked, what their record was at this point last year as opposed to this season. If they lose this game tonight to the Lakers, it'll be their 21st loss of the season. What they will have to do, even though it's the Eastern Conference, to make sure that they're in the playoffs, especially because the Pistons are playing better. Indiana, they're playing a little bit better, right? I'm not thinking that Milwaukee's going to lose their spot. You see what I'm saying? So if they dip too much further, really, Cleveland will be in trouble. And if LeBron does leave and have a decision three, Cleveland is done as a franchise, as far as I'm concerned, because eventually they're going to trade Kyrie. They're talking about trading Love already. If Love don't want to stay, they'll just trade him. And I've already said they need to leave well enough alone and go ahead and trade LeBron while they got, you know, got him, because if he leaves, they're not going to have nothing for him. They're not going to have nothing to show, and they're not a franchise that they can afford that right now. What do you think? I think I've just had a little bit of a miscue here. Let's find out. Bear with me, folks. It looks like I'm having a major technical difficulty. Oh, wow. That's I'm sorry, folks. My computer just had a complete shutdown on me, and I was able to get it back. 646-652-4479. See, that's what happens when you don't panic. I forgot to mention my artist. The track was called Never Break, and the artist, his name is Chris Pritham, and he's actually a producer. The company that he co-owns with several other people is called Illiteracy. They have a website. It's called illit.com. That's ILLIT.com, illit.com. Some of their credits include artists such as Lloyd Banks, Raekwon, Wu-Tang Clan, AWACS, Gonzo, Fred the Godson, Glasses Malone. They actually even have licensing credits with Viacom and ESPN. So if you're a real music guru, a.k.a. you're an artist and you're about to get into the studio and you're actually needing music to record, guess what? You need to hit them up. Now, you can hit them up either by the website, ask for Chris Pritham, or you can hit them up on Twitter. It'll be quick. R-Y-T-H-M as in Mary. Tell them Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio sent you. I do plan to do some more entertainment-based shows very soon. I'm going to be extending the length of my shows very soon, so I will be looking to do an interview with Chris Pritham, as well as I probably will have some models that I've worked with in the past, some actresses, some producers, some video directors, a whole bunch of different people, magazine publishers. Be looking out for those shows, probably February. We'll see. Could be earlier, but probably February. So be looking out for that. NBA, let's see if this score has changed drastically. It is now halftime, 61-57 Cleveland. What's going on there? Now I'm forced to actually look at who's doing what in the game. So let's see. Let's check the box score here. 13-14-14. LeBron, 13. Kayla, 14. Kyrie, 14. Okay. What is Kobe doing? Kobe has 12. He's only shot 9 shots. Look at Kobe. He has 10 assists. He's going for a triple-double. So, and hey, again, this whole rest thing could work, but only if Kobe actually pays attention to it. You know, he's rested. He shouldn't be shooting 30 shots a game. It's crazy. Every time Kobe has gone past first, shoot second, Lakers have been very, 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 very competitive and actually have won those ball games. So I'm hoping he pays attention to his own self and really kind of follows along with that. Not that they're going to make the playoffs this year, but they can at least, you know, maybe even get close to 500. You never know. So at the end of the day, and I didn't get any callers, so I don't really know what your opinion is for the most part on this particular subject. I especially thought that more LeBron James fans would call in because I did hit up some other people, other people's pages, OPP. Oh, wow, I copyrighted that. I just thought about that since. Anyway, LeBron James fans out there, because, you know, they all worship him and all that kind of good stuff. But at this point right now, his career is not going exactly how probably people thought it would. You have to agree with that. And a lot of it is because of that decision from years ago, leaving the first time around. And I think it's affecting other people. It's affecting other teams. It's affecting how owners are looking at things, GMs, other free agents. The whole Carmelo Anthony deal is a disaster. And I don't know how they're going to fix it, if it's even fixable. Okay? So that's it for tonight's show. I did want to actually speak a little bit more on the Hawks, but again, I wanted to do that with callers. So since I didn't have any callers, I didn't really broach the subject other than the 31-8. There's not too much more you need to add to that. Again, they play Toronto tomorrow night and then the Bulls on Saturday. The Toronto game will be interesting because we haven't played them since this streak has started. We played them pretty much when we were in that 5-5 mode. Completely different thing going on now. So it's going to be interesting. Both teams are going to be full strength. It's going to be a very exciting game. Go Hawks on that one. So again, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Visit www.imtmworldwide.com. All the social media is there. Contact information. Check it out. Be looking for some of my business shows and also more entertainment shows. A couple of current event shows are coming down the pipe. New things are coming in 2015. Appreciate all those who do support the show, either listening or online. So, again, y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace.